Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
These stories about pit bulls is absolutely horrific. Because as much as we love dogs and as much as we feel for our pets, it is just a horror when we hear story after story about pit bulls doing harm, attacking primarily children, and sometimes resulting in death. So we wanted to understand a little bit more about it. Senior Inspector Nazareth Apalsami, who is the Manager of Special Investigations at the NSPCA. Good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. And good morning to the listeners. Thank you for having us on the show.
So it's a very complex issue because especially for people who have an affinity for animals, who understand that, you know, maybe this is just their nature, but at the same time, we can't tolerate and we can't be in a situation where people are being hurt and even killed because of this breed. Is it specific to pit bulls? Are pit bulls getting a name that they deserve?
Well, I think all animals have the ability to inflict serious injury. Well, all large dogs in this case, but it's evident that pit bulls are portrayed more than any other breed in the media. I think the reason for that is that whilst most dogs bite, and normally when a victim screams or tries to defend themselves, the dog breaks away, and that's that. The problem with the pit bull is that once it attacks, it commits itself to the attack and it follows through. And this is why pit bulls have recently been in the media for the several attacks that have led to the killing of innocent children.
So the line is not a great one. We are struggling a little bit to hear you. But are you saying that the media report this more, or this happens more because of the pit bull's makeup and approach? It's basically like me and a packet of chips. Once they commit to it, they're going to see this through.
That's correct. So remember that the pit bull was bred to fight, unlike other dogs that were domesticated over 100 years ago,
right,
and became man's best friend. The pit bull itself was never intended to be a human aggressive, but
well, we are going to have to try and get you back because the line is a very, very poor one. Senior Inspector Nazareth Apalsami talking to us about the recent pit bull attacks where a child was killed. Very, very, very sad story. He is the Manager of Special Investigations at the NSPCA. We are struggling just a little bit with that line. We'll be back with the inspector straight after this.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 7:21. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. We are talking about the recent attack, recent reported attack, rather, by a pit bull, and then the subsequent stabbing and stoning of that animal. Very, very sad story indeed on all accounts, and we're trying to get some understanding of the pit bull, the nature of the pit bull, and what we should be doing about it. Senior Inspector Nazareth Apalsami, Manager of Special Investigations at the NSPCA. Let's try that again. I'm hoping that the line is a better one. So you were busy, you were telling us about the approach and the challenges of pit bulls.
So yeah, there's a lot of these animals that are, you know, are exploited for the breed itself. I mean, the breed itself is probably the most exploited in
the world. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
The pit bull and
unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it there. As much as I would like to have this conversation, we will have to get the inspector back. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Should we be banning the private ownership of pit bulls as a rule?